This morning's podcast is kind of with a heavy heart for me. As one of my clients that I've been working with weekly for the past 6 months passed away unexpectedly. He had a heart attack last week. And that experience and then a couple of other new clients have come my way that I've been working with, has caused me to pause and reflect. The other couples that I've been introduced to and starting to get to know, it just brings the message back to me over and over again. We're all at risk until the end. Nothing is ever set in stone. And if we do not watch ourselves all the time, constantly being responsible, constantly being accountable for our inner thoughts and our actions, we can be led down paths that are not productive, are not positive. There are so many things in this world that are just not worthwhile, and yet they're designed to drag us away from positive, good things that will help us in our lives. One couple I'm working with, the wife said to me last week, they're in their 60s. And her husband has struggled with pornography addiction his whole life. And she just kind of tolerated it. And he's in and out. And it's destroyed her to the point that she says, I just don't care about anything. I've shut down completely. It's very complicated. I know some listening might, well, you just need to leave. Well, it's very complicated. Financially, it's complicated. There are all kinds of things that affect other things. There's kids involved, their opinions, grandkids, holidays. And anyway, it's just not so simple. And this other gentleman I'm grown to love deeply, who unexpectedly passed away, that was going through just some very, very stressful experiences in life. And he was in his 60s also. So we think that we reach a certain point in our journey in life. And you know, when I was raised, I go, oh man, I just can't wait to get to this point of retirement where everything is easy, where everything is solved. Such a place does not exist. It just does not exist. So therefore, we must just monitor ourselves. We've got to look inside of ourselves and ask ourselves the question, which direction am I heading? What is my attention on? You know, this one gentleman that passed away, he just a heartbreaking last year. After being married for over 40 years, his wife decided to leave him. She has some mental health issues. And from his perspective, everything was just better than it's ever been. They had worked through some challenges in the past, like all marriages have, but he was going, man, things were going good. And then an old flame came into her life. She started communicating with him from years ago. And therein was the slide. Therein was the fault, her fault, that she allowed herself to do that. Innocently starting to chat with an old flame, which eventually led to her leaving him, marrying this guy. And then my client is just watching him be devastated. And it was just super, super sad. And so as, you know, and I was thinking about when I heard he passed away unexpectedly. So I saw him the week, saw him last week, and he told me some of the difficult things he was going through, even with work. So he was being, in his profession, he was being recertified, as most of us are in our professions. Me as a licensed counselor, every 2 years I have to get continuing education credits. I have to continue to take classes to show that I'm up to speed on the latest developments and so forth. And so we all professions have to do that. And that's good and that's positive. But again, that we're never fixed, we never end. Even though he was in his profession for over 30 years, it's like they created a new training program that was more intense and with more bizarre twists and turns, meant to kind of trick and confuse just to see if the participants could handle these things that came up. And the whole group, this was the first cohort that was going through this particular training program that this company had introduced, and all of them, seasoned in their profession, were like, you know, everyone was struggling with it. But he struggled with it and failed a couple of cycles of things, which put, so imagine this, being in your 60s, still healthy. At least he certainly appeared healthy. He was exercising on a regular basis and had a career. Then he had a divorce. Now they have to split up assets. So financially, when he was doing fine before, now all that's kind of put in jeopardy, and he has to split everything up, and everything he was planning on his nest egg, and it has to be cut in half. See how complicated it is? Back to this other client that I was telling you back about, oh, why didn't she just leave him? It's complicated. Every situation is so complicated. Anyway, so my client who passed away was now faced with the possibility that he may lose his career and have to start over from scratch. He could take what he had learned and go start at another company, because I talked to him in detail about that, and he says, yeah, but the way this industry works, it's seniority, and so he would have to start right back at the bottom as if he was starting all over again. So can you imagine that? So that's what I'm saying. We can never rest on our laurels. We can never think that we have everything set in stone. We got to watch it every minute of every day. In your relationships, don't squirrel a little bit this way or that way. When you're committed to your spouse, that means you're committed to your spouse. Do not spend your time and energy looking at things, participating in conversations with other people. When you get married, you shut your heart off to other people, other relationships. And if your relationship isn't working, well, then you do everything you can to get help in that relationship. That's accountability, that's responsibility. And then if it's not working and you've done everything that you possibly can, then you're justified in moving forward and saying, this isn't working for me. I need to move in a different direction, and then start making plans on how to do that. That's being accountable and responsible. But if you're feeling unloved, if you're feeling, oh, I'm not getting the affection I need, and then you start to squirrel and go in different directions, or you start finding things online, and I'm speaking to both male and female. I've seen both. I have another couple I'm working with, and the wife, she has thousands of followers on social media, and everything that she is posting, this is a wife with a few small children, and she's still posting things showing cleavage and stuff like that. It's just insane, because she's trying to seek approval from clicks. That is just as wrong as a guy squirreling and looking at things he shouldn't. Now, I know everybody comes across these type of things. I was reading a study that said by the age of 18, who, high school seniors, by the time they graduate, what percentage of them have seen inappropriate material online, and it was 100%. It's very, very sticky stuff. Many healthy people will struggle with it, but when you come across it, yes, it's supposed to create desire and kick off the limbic part of the brain. But you got to be accountable and responsible and say, okay, that's normal, that's natural. Yes, okay, I can understand why my brain wants me to go in this direction, but I have to override that and say, I'm not going to do that because there are consequences. And those who have been following any of my podcasts, you've heard me make a couple of statements probably many times. Some of the greatest thinkers of all times, all right? Marcus Aurelius, the last of the great Roman emperors, when he said this, as it relates to allowing yourselves to just do things to gain instant gratification, says, pleasures, when unrestrained, become punishments. Pleasures, when unrestrained, become punishments. We have to have boundaries. We have to put restraints in. And those who are creating these social media sites, they know exactly what they're doing. They're targeting the limbic, instinctive part of the human brain. That it's taking what is good and healthy and exploiting it for their own needs. And just please be more mindful and aware. Check yourself in these things. And if you are at a place where you're having difficulty doing it, humble yourself and get some help. Like this one wife I'm talking to who now has no idea what to do. She said, I'm dead emotionally in every way, shape, and form. I don't care anymore. I don't care what he does. And now he's coming to me and wants more affection. And it's like, and she's saying, there's nothing left. I don't want anything to do with you. But at the same time, it's like she has no desire on moving on and doing anything else in life and creating another relationship. She says, I'm just totally done. But the point is, her husband looks at counseling as ridiculous, as a weakness. Like, I don't need to talk to anyone else about these type of things. Oh, really? Well, how's that working out for you? And now at the end of the road, and it just reminds me of that book, C.S. Lewis, right? The Screwtape Letters. Don't know if you've ever heard of that book before, but The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. It's a story about kind of a senior devil who's training his understudy, I think his name is Mr. Wormwood, on how to tempt a certain individual. And I remember a part of the book that it says, in him training, the senior devil training, you know, his understudy, and I'm paraphrasing this, but it says, what hell wants is the slow and gentle slope. Not sudden turnings, not big signposts, not big warnings. It's that it wants to drag someone along one click after another until at the end of the road they see that that's neither what they wanted or needed. And I am seeing that so much in people's life. It is the small and simple things that make a difference. And if you've been down that road, everyone's been affected by that stuff. Get out of the shame and the guilt cycle. Pull yourself together and just begin today. Begin today with a new, refreshed sense of hope that I'm gonna keep working on this thing till I simply don't do that anymore. And you never ever give up on that quest, because I'm telling you, you keep going down certain roads. There is a point when you cross a line and it's like you're not coming back, as a general rule. And for me, for individuals, and this, because I've worked so much with those who have been adult people who have been sexually abused as children, anyone who does those actions, they, for me, I'll just tell you how I feel about that. For me, they've crossed the line, and that means they're just not allowed to do things anymore. They should never be teachers again. They should not be in ecclesiastical positions in their religion. Once you've crossed that line, you do other things. You work with adults. You're never working with kids again. Never. And I've just seen it. When you cross a certain line, then you cross a certain line. And there's accountability and responsibility for that. So anyway, as I said, I'm just kind of rambling on here, but I'm speaking from my heart today, as I generally am in these podcasts. None of them are really scripted. I just have an idea or thought from experiences that I've had working with clients and or something that I've read or experienced through the years. At the end of the day, we're accountable and responsible for our decisions, choices, and actions. And if you need help and you just don't feel you can do it on your own, well, get help. It's okay. We all need help. And sometimes it's just so hard finding the right therapist. A couple of individuals I worked with this past week, like this, the one wife, she says, at the end of our session, she goes, you know, she was just testing it out, saying, do I want to keep working with this guy or not? And she goes, yep, I want to set up another appointment with you because you're not simply just reflecting my feelings back to me. I don't need that right now. I'm 60 something years old. I don't need you to reflect back my feelings. I know my feelings. I need some guidance and direction. And if there is unresolved trauma, I need someone who can help with like EMDR therapy. All right. And some education. And she said, the thing I appreciate about our dialogue here in our session is that you're educating me also on certain things. You're teaching me about how the brain works, the limbic part of the brain, the instinctive part of the brain, the difference between the limbic and the prefrontal cortex, and how we have to understand these two to deal with intrusive triggering thoughts. And then there's certain things that we can do in order to manage them through mindfulness and awareness. But it's done in a gentle way. And also the importance of closing loops. With unresolved trauma, the loop is not closed, and nature requires that we close loops. So anyway, bottom line with this podcast this morning, please take an inventory of where you're at, what direction you're heading, what are your secrets? Are your secrets still hidden? You know, there's a statement in the addiction recovery field, we are only as sick as our secrets. Now, I'm not saying you blab your secrets to everybody. And one other thing that's interesting, and a side note, my client I was working with who passed away last week, after working with him for 6 months, 2 weeks ago, he says, I need to tell you about something else that happened to me as an adolescent. And he said, I knew I was going to have to tell you about this sometime. And then he told me about it. He told me about some abuse that was perpetrated on him. It was so shameful from him, from a religious leader, and the confusion that it left on him and the mark it left on him. But he just didn't want to talk about it. But he never talked about it before. And so we're able to normalize it and say, man, you know, it's not your fault that it was perpetrated on you. You were in a vulnerable situation. And anyway, it's a complex situation like everything is. But he was finally able to get that out and not carry that anymore. And we're able to process through some of that. Isn't it interesting that, so anyway, that would be the purpose of therapy, is to be able to develop a relationship that's safe enough that you can finally talk about things. You know, well, probably the longest running client I've ever had, I worked with someone for 8 years, but she was a survivor of incest that went on for 10 years before she finally broke the ice and came out, and you know, her father ended up in prison and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, our first few sessions, she couldn't even speak a word. She just wanted to see if I could sit there in her presence and she could feel comfortable with me. And then she finally started to open up. But it wasn't until 4 or 5 years to where she started talking about some of the things that really had transpired, because they're blocked. Your brain does have the capacity to do that. So anyway, take a look at where you're at. What direction are you heading in? Be accountable and responsible for yourself. If you've squirreled a little bit, forgive yourself. Don't keep and do what you can to get help. Don't keep in the cycle of shame, because that will just keep you stuck in the rationalization and the justification that you can continue doing these behaviors. Everyone comes across inappropriate material online. You know what it is. You're the only one that can stop that. And you have the power within yourself to stop wasting your time on things that are inappropriate. Anyway, encourage you to take a look at that. With a heavy heart, I hope you have a good week. Course correct. If you're still breathing and you're still alive, you have time. You have time to course correct. Today is a new day. You've not lived today yet. And even though you've tried 1,000 times, well, try 1,001, and you just may get to where you want to really go.